Morning. Dajihao. Konnichiwa. Namaste. Shalom. Chalofa. 안녕하세요. Did I miss anyone? Good day, mate. How are you today? It's good? Thank you. Last Tuesday night, we had a seminar at our church. The topic was about the difference between East and Western cultures. Many people were there. It was so great. During the seminar, I was impressed with those. They had passions about God, and they had passions about His people. And I saw that they had burning hearts to understand other cultures. We pray that our Lord will use our church to be a center to train our people and evangelize to those who are from all over the countries. Could you imagine that in our church we'll worship together in one voice with those who are from all over the countries? In the seminar, I told them that Asians would give and take presents. Have you ever had presents? What is one of the most valuable presents that you have ever had? Let us read the Bible. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 1. These are commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. What does that mean? You know that the people of Israel were chosen by God. Why did God choose Moses and his people? Do you think that they were greater than any other tribes? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for having us here. We pray for your grace and mercy. Help us to come before you and understand your message. Today we'll be learning about Moses and his ministry. He was changed after he met with God. And we pray that the same Spirit will come upon us in order to follow your guidance. Help us to apply the message into our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Many people have migrated to this country, New Zealand. You know that New Zealand is known as one of the popular destinations in the world. They've come to this country for many reasons, for tourism, education, and immigration. In tourism, they say that New Zealand is 100% pure green country in the world. Do you agree with that? Many people have come to this country from all over the countries. 2013 statistics says that here in New Zealand, 196 different nationalities living here in this country. Why have they moved to this country? According to the statistics, they have migrated to this country for many reasons: economy, politics, jobs, education, new life, and so on. Have you ever thought about the reason why you and your family members moved to this country? I have been interested in other cultures since the age of 18 years old. I started exchanging letters to many countries. The first person was a girl who lived in Sweden. We were the same age, and she told me a lot about the country and cultures. When I went to university, I had much opportunity to learn about other cultures. Finally, I and my family decided to move to this country. According to the Bible, Moses was not able to get into the place to call home. We see that our Lord was concerned about the people of Israel. When they were oppressed in Egypt, they cried out to the Lord, and God answered to their cries. Our Lord sent someone who could rescue them. God chose Moses in order to save his people. However, it was not easy for Moses to guide the people of Israel from Egypt to Canaan that God had promised. Do you remember the first day when you and your family have moved to this country? If you do not remember, you might have heard about from your family members what had happened. I still remembered when my family moved to this country. It was on 12th of January 2002. When we arrived at the airport, we were treated by a gentleman who ran for immigration business. We had some arguments with my wife. Why you have decided to come to this country? Like the people of Israel did. We had some arguments, and we had to survive here in this country. But later we knew that why God has guided us this place. We stayed for about a month in Mount Luski, and we had to move the place to call Henderson. Later I knew that why God guided us to the place. I had a different plan before I came to this country. I wanted to be an English professor, but my Lord has guided me to go to another place. I started studying theology and Bible at the later college. We stayed for about 6 years. Moses was born in a royal family. He was in a Hebrew family, but he was grown up in a royal family of Egypt. He was still not at home in Egypt. What would you do if you were raised as a prince or princess? I still remembered visiting Windsor Castle in the Great Britain. It was about 2000. I was surprised to see that lots of treasures and valuables and beautiful buildings. And I was looking at Moses. He possessed much money and wealth and power and dignity. But he ignored all of those things. Why? The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 25 says, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time. Our Lord decided to guide Moses and his people. Moses was guided by faith. Faith is very, very important. It's the key to communicate with God. We need faith to come to God. It's not easy for us to follow God in a foreign country. I still remembered while I was in South Korea. I thought that I had another plan. But my Lord has guided us to this place. I worked for the university. It was a good job. And we decided to move to this country. It was an easy for us to survive. But what we could do is to come and to ask God. I was thinking about Moses. Moses would have enjoyed himself if he still had been a prince of Egypt. After he left the place, he was in a big trouble. He was not quite sure what he could do. But he was guided by God. And he worked for the household of Jethro and cared for sheep in the desert. But he was still not at his home. Through the struggles and hardships, he had learned how to come to God. After my family moved to this country, we had endured struggles and hardships in everything, finding a house to rent, looking for children, looking for jobs, surviving in different languages and cultures. Through the hard time, we have learned how to come to God, how to depend upon God. Where is Moses? Who was the person? He's one of the great heroes in the Bible. The first five books were written by Moses. When the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and our Lord decided to send Moses. God was so gracious. God was with them. One day, God called Moses in a burning bush. It was a promise of home. The one thing we need to understand is that God called him at the age of 80 years old. Why didn't God call him at the age of 40? The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 2 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands." God wants him to humble himself. God wants him to come to know more about God. There was God's timing. Our Lord sent Moses to save his people of Israel from the captivity of Egypt. How did God rescue them? How did Moses get to fight against Pharaoh? Did he bring any powerful weapons? No. He just brought a small staff. The most important thing was that he was there with God. That is the key. How did you and your family move to this country, New Zealand? There might be many reasons. One of the things you have to remember is that you have to come to this country to make yourself at home for new life. How could this be possible? I believe that it is possible with the help of our Lord. I still remember it is God's miracle that my family was guided to this country of New Zealand. Look at the history of the people of Israel. Our Lord guided Moses and his people of Israel to the place of Canaan. That is their home. In the process, the people of Israel complained, why you have sent to this place. They experienced God's miracles because they were rescued from the captivity of Egypt. They passed through the wilderness and stopped at the sea. They were stuck. They could not do anything. Look at that. They are looking at the sea in the front, at the back. The armies of Egypt were attacking them. They were stuck. They could not do anything. What they could do? They could depend upon God. The book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14 says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." What they could do is to follow and depend upon God. Oftentimes, we would experience miracles. Have you ever had any experience? I experienced many miracles in my life. One of the miracles from God is that I'm still surviving here in this country, New Zealand. Without the guidance of God, I might not be able to stand here. Moses and the people of Israel were supposed to go to the place of Canaan. Moses was eager to get to the land of flowing with milk and honey. However, he was not allowed to go into the place. Why? You know that Moses was a great man. God used him. He met with God many times. Have you ever thought about why? The Bible tells us that here, the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 12. "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them.'" Because of his faith, because of their faith, they were not allowed to go into the place. This gives us good lessons. Many people have migrated to this country. Do you think that it is their home? How could it be possible for them to make home? I want to share with you the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 2. "You and your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God, as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life." What does that mean? The first thing to do is that we should keep the law of God and the word of God. And then we should teach others, your family members, your neighbors, your friends and relatives. Moses was preaching the message of God to the first generation. Sadly, many of them could not go into the place of Canaan that God had promised. In the book of Deuteronomy, God was preaching to 1.5 and second generations who were born and grown up in the wilderness. Moses was talking to them. If you are to go to a place, you should follow. You should keep the law that God had commanded, and you should teach all of the decrees and the messages to your children so that they can follow God. What have you learned so far? The Bible still says that we are to keep the law and the word of God and to teach the message. We are still wondering, what is the law? In the Old Testament times, it was the law were written by Moses, the first five books. But in the time of Jesus Christ, the law refers to the message of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. What you can do is to follow and read the passage and keep the passage, and we should teach the message to your people. What is one of the most valuable presents that you have ever had in your life? I want to share with you the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be upon your heart. One of the most valuable presents that I have had is to know God, to believe in God. And our Lord loved each one of us, so He sent Jesus to save us. This is why we believe Jesus as our Lord and Savior. If you believe Jesus as your personal Savior and the Lord, and the Bible tells us that we should live and walk for God. If you haven't met with Jesus, the Bible says that we need to go and meet with Jesus to follow the message of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message. We learn that the people of Israel died because of their complaints and disobedience of God. Because of their sins, Moses was also not allowed to go into the place of home. Please, let us remind us of the message and apply it into our specific ministries. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.